Let's go for another word of prayer.
We're
so grateful, Heavenly Father.
You
said that you gave grace to those humble ones.
你阻挡骄傲的,
and against those prideful ones.
所以早间,
so this morning, may you humble all the hearts of the saints.
把受教者的舌头赐给那长的,
and then gave the teachable tongue to the preacher. So that all of us can be blessed among before yours.
让你的话能够进到我们里头,
and your words can enter into our hearts.
愿你早间向我们众人施恩,
and this morning may you give mercy to all of us.
借着你的慈神和爱所显明你的同在来,
through your loving rod and band and your loving rod to reveal that your presence.
越过我们众人的软弱,
surpass all the weaknesses of the people.
愿你施恩,
may you give mercy.
这样祷告, 祈求, 是靠主耶稣,
this prayer was in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们再, 读一些经文,
let's read some scriptures.
我们一同读路加福音第八章,
let's read the book of Luke, chapter 8.
路加福音第八章,
book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8.
因为读的经文有点多, 所以还是盼望大家用自己的圣经, 因为这个屏幕上可能放的没有那么快。
I hope that you can use your own Bible, not instead of looking at the screen, because we are going to read a lot of scriptures.
我们从第九节一直读到25节。
We're going to read from verse 9 all the way to 25.
好，我们到。 如果你读中文的就跟大声读，我们一起读。如果你读英文的，你也自己读，但稍微就小声一点，好吧？We
will just read together using your own language.
好，我们一同翻到第八章第九节，我们一同读。门徒问耶稣说：“这比喻是什么意思呢？” 他说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，至于别人就用比喻，叫他们看也看不见，听也听不明。这比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道，那些在路旁的，就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来，从他们心里把道夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。 那些在磐石上的，就是人听到欢喜领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信；是遇见试炼就退后。那若在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，走开以后被今生的思虑、钱财、厌乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。那若在好土里的， 就是人听了道，持守在诚实上良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。没有人点灯用器皿盖上，或放在床底下，乃是放在灯台上，叫进来的人看见亮光。因为掩藏的事没有不显出来的，隐瞒的事没有不露出来被人知道的。 所以你们应当小心怎样听，因为凡有的还要加给他，凡没有的连他自以为有的也要夺去。耶稣的母亲和他弟兄来了，因为人多不得到他跟前。有人告诉他说：“你母亲和你弟兄站在外边，要见你。”耶稣回答说， 听了神之道而遵行的人，就是我的母亲，我的弟兄了。有一天，耶稣和门徒上了船，对门徒说：“我们可以渡到湖那边去。”他们就开了船。阵行的时候，耶稣睡着了，湖上忽然起了暴风，船将满了水，甚是危险。门徒来叫醒了他，说：“夫子， 夫子，我们丧命了。”耶稣醒了，斥责那狂风大浪，风浪就止住，平静了。耶稣对他们说， 你们的信心在哪里呢？他们又惧怕又稀奇，彼此说，这到底是谁？他吩咐风和水，连风和水也听从他了。好，我们阅到第八章第五十节。
Now let's turn to the 50th verse 50 in the same chapter.
第五十节，耶稣听见就对他说，不要怕，只要信，你的女儿就必得救。好，我们再读马可福音。
Now let's turn to the book of Mark.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
马可福音第四章，我们从三十五节一起读到末了。
We read from verse 35 to the end. Chapter 4.
好，马可福音第四章三十五节。当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静。耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。”我们上一次交通到撒种的比喻。
So we fellowshiped about the parable of the sower last time.
我们晓得主耶稣借着撒种的比喻来教我们怎样的听道。
We know that through the parable, Lord Jesus is teaching us how to hear the word.
这撒种的比喻实在是太重要了。
Now this parable of the sower is extremely important.
因为这撒种的比喻是打开所有其他比喻的钥匙。
Because this parable is the key to decipher other parables.
正如主耶稣他自己说的。
Just like Lord Jesus himself said.
如果我们不明白这撒种的比喻，怎么能明白其他一切的比喻？
How can we understand the other parables if we do not understand this specific parable?
神的话实在太重要了。
Now, word of God is so important.
但是常常被我们忽略。
But constantly be neglected by us.
这太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
起初神创造天地的时候，万有都是借着他的话造的。
Now in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. All things were made through His Word.
因为神做事情从来都是先启示，然后才做的。
Because God does things, firstly He will reveal and then accomplish it.
神说要有光，就有了光。
God said, "Let there be light, then there is light."
连我们也是因着神的话而造的。
Now even us, we are all created through His word.
换句话说，没有主的话就没有生命。
In other words, if there is no word of God, there's no life.
凡不出于主的话也没有生命。
Whatever is not out of God's word, there is no life.
而万有也是因着他的话而立的。
And then in Him, all things consist.
如果我们所做的所有的事情如果不是出于主的话的
If what we do is not out of God's word
就不会有真实的果效
Then there will be no true effect
就算有果效也不能长存
Even there is some effects but they will not endure
就如同草木和秸一样不能够经火
So just like buildings on the foundation with wood, hay and straw which cannot go through fire
唯有主的话长存。
Only the word of the Lord endures forever.
天地都要废去，唯有神的道长存。
The heavens and earth will pass away.
而且遵从神的道的也长存。
But the word of the Lord endures forever. He who does the will of God abides forever.
主的道是灵，是生命。
Now the words of the Lord are spirit, and they are life.
我们今天在生活、聚会、服事。常常觉得没有力量。
Now, For nowadays, we always feel powerless when we are living and then gathering and serving.
也常常觉得没有智慧。
And always we feel like we are lack of wisdom.
有先知，这个先知阿摩斯启示说，人饥饿并非无饼，干渴并非无水，乃是因为没有神的话。
Just like the prophet Amos revealed, not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
所有生命的力量都是从主的话来的。
So all the power of our life all come from the Lord.
而且我们的智慧呢，也真正的智慧也是从主来的。
And the true wisdom also come from the word of Lord.
所以先知耶利米说，人若离了主的道，我们还有什么智慧？
So the prophet Jeremiah said, if we are away from his word, what else wisdom we have left? So today, if we have no power within, then we have no effect for serving the Lord. We should come before the Lord and ask. Ask the Holy Spirit to give us his word.
并且让话在我们里面解开
，and unfold them within us，
在我们聚会当中把话解开
，and unfold them among our gatherings。
听到的目的只有一个
，now there's only one purpose to hear the word，
就是结生命的果子
，to bear fruit of life。
当然，我们听到之所以不能结果子，并不是因为我们听得到太多或者太少。
Now the reason why we cannot bear fruit by hearing the word is not a matter of how many sermons or messages we have heard.
是关键在于我们怎么听。
The key is how we listen to and how we hear it.
上次我们交通至少一个人听到有四个比较基本的方面。
So last time we fellowshiped about at least four key aspects to listen to the word.
首先我们听到要用受过割礼的耳朵来。
Now firstly, we need to listen to the word using the circumcised ears.
其次要用信心与我们所听的道理调和。
And secondly, we need to mix the word with the faith.
第三，我们要听了主的道就去行。
Now thirdly, we need to do the word after we heard it.
第四呢，我们要把所听的道存在诚实善良的心里头，忍耐的结实。
And lastly, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience.
当然，这四个方面呢都有不同的侧重点。
Now, of course, these four keys each have different emphasis.
但你如果仔细思想的话，这四个方面的根基都在信心。
But if we think about further and carefully, we know that the foundation of all those key aspects is faith.
一个人没有信心，他不可能用受割礼的耳朵来听。
Without faith, one cannot listen to the word using circumcised ears.
一个人没有信心，更不可能用信心跟所听得到。
Without faith, we cannot mix the word with faith.
当然，也更不可能去遵从。
Now, let alone doing the word.
没有信心，怎么可能忍耐的结实
？And without faith, how can we bear fruit with patience?
信心是一切属灵事物的根基。
Now, faith is the foundation of all the spiritual things.
但问题在这里。
But the problem is,
我们都晓得我们都是小信的人。
We all know that we are ones with little faith.
甚至我们曾经是不信的人。
Even we are non-believers.
很多的时候我们现在也有好多不信。
And many times, a lot of us are without faith.
或者说活在不信里。
Or living in the situation without faith.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神，我们的神乃是为我们信心创始成终。
Now our God is the author and finisher of our faith.
我们得救的时候，岂不是神把信心放在我们众人里头
？Wasn't it God Himself placed the faith in us when we were saved？
我们不过就是一点点愿意接受。
The only thing that we have is just a little willingness to accept.
不仅如此，我们的信心之所以一天一天能够被神建立起来。
Not only so, and the reason why our faith can be built up by God gradually, day by day,
是他用百般的智慧在我们里面做。
Because He has used this all the wisdoms and to work in us.
其中有一个智慧呢，是我们都不喜欢的。
But there is one piece of wisdom that nobody likes.
但是却是神用来建立我们众人的信心。
But it's what God uses to build up our faith.
这个智慧呢，就是在风浪里头来建立我们众人的信心。
That wisdom is that God uses storms to build up the faith of His disciples.
所以我们看见，不管是路加福音还是马可福音，在主跟门徒们解释完撒种比喻之后。
So both in the book of Mark and then Luke, after Lord Jesus explaining the parable for the disciples,
特别是路加福音，连续记载了四件看上去好像毫不相干的事情。
Especially in the book of Luke, he recorded four seemingly unrelated things altogether.
第一件事情呢，就是讲到门徒在加利利海或者说提比利亚湖。
Now the first thing is the disciples encountered a windstorm on the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias.
马可福音那里记载说是当那天晚上，当然我们可以理解成是当天晚上，或者说那一天的晚上。
So it was recorded in the book of Mark that it was at the same night.
但不管怎么样，总是圣灵记载这件事情，马上就记载了这个。撒种比喻之后，马上就记载了风暴这件事。
Nevertheless, it is recorded that the storm was right after he explained the parable.
我想在我们基督徒当中常常要问的一个问题就是为什么风暴会临到我们？
I believe that there is a question the Christians always ask is why the storms will be before us.
外邦人不认识神。
The Gentiles don't know God.
他们认为说基督徒信神的一个原因就是寻找精神寄托。
Now they think one of the reasons why Christians believe in God is to find spiritual sustenance.
因为人对自然界不认识。
Because we don't know much about the nature.
所以产生畏惧。
So there's fear.
为了求平安呢，他就从而产生了宗教。
And then in order to seek peace, religions emerged.
的确如此。
Indeed, that is true.
因为所有的宗教都是为人的。
All the religions are for people.
那么一个信任何宗教的人，他盼望一帆风顺，心想事成，这再自然不过。
So it is quite natural for a religious person to hope a life with smoothness and everything will go according to his will.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我们今天信的是宗教吗？
Are we believing in any religion?
我们信的是基督是耶稣是基督是神的儿子。
What we believe is that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God.
如果我们基督徒还以为说我们信了主以后就不会遇见风暴。
If us the Christians still believe that once we were saved, we will never encounter any storms.
那我想你迟早会失望的。
And I believe that you will be disappointed sooner or later.
因为主的话明明说在世上你们有苦难但你们可以放心我已经胜过了世界。
Because our Lord specifically clearly stated that in the world you will have tribulation but be of good cheer I have overcome the world.
使徒彼得在给教会的书信上说
So Apostle Peter wrote in the epistles and to the churches
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。
Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange things happened to you.
使徒保罗也是同样的劝勉弟兄。
The same with Apostle Paul, exhorting the brothers and sisters.
我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。
We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God.
但我相信还是有人要问神不是爱的神吗为什么会允许风暴临到我
I believe still a lot of people will ask isn't God the God of love why would he allow those storms to be onto us
首先我们从消极的一面来看
Now firstly let's take a look from a negative perspective
你晓得神有一个仇敌
We know that God has an enemy who is Satan
他最不希望的一件事情就是有在地上有人信靠基督。
Now the last thing he would wish for is someone in the earth will believe in God.
他更盼望，更不希望有人跟遵从主的话。
And what is worse is someone is willing to follow his way.
地上有一个人悔改，天上的神跟使者都欢喜快乐。
When a person on earth repents, God and the angels in heaven will rejoice.
但是仇敌跟他的使者一点都不甘心。
But the devil and his angels, his messengers, are always unwilling.
他要试探人，千方百计要让人失败。
He wants to tempt people and do everything possible to make them fail.
这样他好控告人。
So that he can accuse them.
这是仇敌用的最常用的一个伎俩。
So that is one of the enemy's most used scheme.
就是在我们中间兴风作浪。
Which is to stir up trouble among us.
门徒这里所遇到的风暴还是外面的风暴。
Now the disciples encounter the storms are just outside tangible storms.
我们今年休斯顿也遇见两个风暴。
Now we have already experienced the two storms in Houston this year.
一个飓风，一个龙卷风。
One is the hurricane and the other one is tornado.
当然，这自然界里的风暴呢，其实对我们影响还是有限。
So all the storms from the natural world has its limitations affecting us.
如果 级别不到，
if the level is high enough, it's not high enough.
但是金融的风暴呢，跟裁员的风暴，对儿女们的影响就大了。
But the financial crisis or being laid off, that one would affect us greatly.
而且不仅仅在外面有风暴，在神的儿女的家里也有风暴。
Not only that will be storms outside our house, but also inside our house.
甚至孩子的一个成绩单。
Even the child's transcript.
邻居的一个孩子得了一个奖。
Or a neighbor's child winning a prize.
都可能兴起一个大浪。
It will create a big wave.
不仅我们个人的家。
Not our individual home, individual family.
甚至在神的家里头。仇敌也要在这里兴奋。
But also in the house of God, the enemy will raise the storm.
甚至到一个地步，有的时候还没有发生的事情，都可以在神的儿女们中间兴奋作乱。
Even to a point, the enemy will stir up our hearts, even for the things that haven't already happened.
有一些学者对这个人所害怕的一些事情做一些调查跟统计。
So some scholars have conducted some surveys and statistics for the things that we are afraid of.
他们都得到一个类似的结果。
Now all of them all come to the similar conclusion.
在人所有担心忧虑的这些事情里。
So among all those things that we are worried about.
只有很小一部分是最后发生的，或者即将发生。
Only a little part of those things eventually happened or about to happen.
据说从8%到15%。
Now the rate is from 8% to 15%.
也就是说，人所担心的事情里头，至少有85%到90%是从来不会发生的。
That is to say, the things that we always worry about, at least 55% or even 90% will never happen.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们多少时候是因着这些害怕发生的还是没有发生的事情，我们就冷淡退后。
So many times, because we are afraid of these storms that have happened or even have not happened, we will retreat.
仇敌就在我们里面呢，把神的道连根拔起来。
And the enemy unroots the word of God from within.
自然结不出饱满的果。
So we will never bear the full grain.
这是从消极的一面。
This is from the negative perspective.
虽然仇敌借着风暴来试探神的儿女。
So even the enemy used the storms to tempt God's children.
但是我们的神乃是万王之王，万主之主。
But our Lord is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
如果不是神允许，没有一个风暴会莫名其妙临到我们。
If He doesn't allow, nothing nor storms will come to us.
我们的神不会被魔鬼试探。
Our Lord cannot be tempted by the devil.
他也不试探人。
Nor he will tempt others.
这个神呢，他是盼望这些风暴临到他的儿女，他从来没有降灾过的意思。
Although Lord allows the storms to be on his children, but his desire is his intention is never evil.
在我们神的意念里头，他从来没有让我们这些人，好像要降灾祸给我们的感觉。
So in his will, he never intends to bring disaster to his children.
如果我们简单的把神里头的心意，粗浅的分一分的话。
So if we break it down a little bit, simply break it down.
就基本上有两个目的。
So there are two purposes.
一个是试验。
One is testing.
一个是训练。
Another one is training.
我们的神是独行其事的神。
Our Lord does wondrous things.
他的工作何其大，他的心思何其深。
How great are his works? His thoughts are very deep.
他从来不像人一样做事情马马虎虎的。
He never does things carelessly like human beings.
或者流于表面。
Or just in a formality.
他是借着这个风浪或者风暴的。来试检验他的道在我们里面是否有根有。
Through all those storms, he is testing if his word has this foundation within us.
看看他的这个根基在我们里面够不够深。
And if the foundation is deep enough in us.
我想我们从中国出来都晓得豆腐渣工程是有多恐怖。
So as we all come from, most of us come from China, we know that how scary is the Jerry Built project.
我们做软件的，我们就晓得，最怕的就是还没有测试过的这个程序就上线。
So for us, the software developers, we are most afraid of those codes that goes online without testing.
我们的神也要借着这些风暴，在我们里面试验他因我信心所做的功夫到底怎么样。
So Lord, through all these storms, is to test that the work of faith in us.
像我们刚才弟兄所交通的，他要晓让我们自己晓得我们真实的观点。
Just like our brothers just shared, we need to. He is letting us to know what's the true situation in us.
在马太福音十三章那里记载。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
主耶稣在解释完这个撒种比喻之后呢，就又为门徒解释了一些关于天国的比喻。
So right after he's explaining to his disciples of the parable, he also explained other parables related to kingdom of God.
然后主耶稣就问门徒。
And then Lord asked the disciples,
这一切的话你都明白了吗？
Have you understood all these things?
门徒就回答说，我明白了。
They said to him, Yes, Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是不是常常也是这样？
My brothers and sisters, do we have that feeling all the time?
至少我是这样。
At least I do.
但是诚实的人，神说他用诚实待他。
However, the Lord will be faithful to those who are faithful.
越是认真的人，他就越认真待我。
So the more serious the person is, the more serious he will be.
当然，我不是说如果我们对主的话还不够认真的话，主就对我们马马虎虎。
So I'm not saying that if Lord would treat those who are not serious about His word carelessly.
只是我们的神爱我。
Just because our Lord loves us.
他愿意等。
He is willing to wait for us.
等到我们什么时候对他的话认真。
To the time that we get serious about His word.
也愿意遵行。
Willing to follow His word.
神才会开始在我们里面做更深的工作。
Then He will start the deeper work in us.
正如歌中的雅歌里头反复提到。
Just like what is repeated once.Again and again in the Song of Songs.
他说：“耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我指的羚羊或田野的母鹿，嘱咐你。”
So I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or by the doves of the field.
不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
Do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases.
弟兄姊妹，凡是愿意而且诚实做主门徒的。神定规要用风暴在他里头做检验的。
Brothers and sisters, he who is willing to be a faithful disciple of Christ, he will definitely use the storm to test our inner foundation.
所以大卫在诗篇二十五篇上见证这样见证。
So David made this testimony in the Psalm 25.
他说：“凡遵守他约和他法度的人，耶和华都以慈爱诚实待他。”
All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep His covenant and His testimonies.
我们常常会误会。
We always have this misunderstanding.
以为神的慈爱跟我们人的爱差不多。
Thinking that God's love is quite similar to man's love.
我们都喜欢对我们网开一面的人。
We all love those people who give us a little leeway.
觉得那些放我们一马的才是爱我们的。
Thinking that those who let us off the hook are the ones who truly love us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神因他的慈爱呢，接受我们，接纳我们的本相。
So God accepted us.As who we truly are, because it's love and compassion.
但我们的神不仅有慈爱的一面，也有诚实的一面。
But our Lord is not only a loving God, but also a faithful one.
大卫在诗篇六十九篇又这样见证。
David also made a testimony on the Psalm 69.
他说神的慈爱是丰盛的慈爱。
He testified that God's love is the multitude of His mercy.
他的诚实乃是拯救的诚实。
And his truth is truth of his salvation.
我们的主乃是天底下最好的师父。
Our Lord is the best master in the world.
是天底下最好的父亲。
The wisest father in the world.
他而且最有智慧。
And he is the one with the most wisdom.
他借着他的借着这些风暴。纷乱的在我们里面把我们真实的光景显明出来。
He revealed our true situation through all those forms.
这乃是他，这乃是用诚实待我们。
That is treating us with truth.
而且这个诚实乃是拯救的诚实。
And this truth is truth of his salvation.
换句话说，只要有人愿意做基督的门徒。
In other words, as long as one is willing to be the disciple of Christ.
愿意遵从他的话语
，willing to obey and follow his word。
他定规一面在我们里面做建立的工作
，and he is deemed to establish his work within us。
一面在外面的用这些风浪来在我们身上做试验
，and also do the testing work on us through all those outside storms。
好，第二，神不仅用风浪来试验他的门徒，显出他的工作。
Now, secondly, not only God uses the storms to test His disciples, to reveal His work,
也同时用他这些风浪来训练他的。
But also, He will use them to train us.
也当风浪临到我们的时候，其实是我们操练进前最好的时候。
Now, when the storms come to us, it is the best time to train and practice godliness.
让神的道在我们里面深深扎根的时候。
And the time to let God's word take root in us.
我还记得2008年经济危机的时候。
I still remember the economic crisis, the Great Recession in 2008.
那时候我是毕业工作第一年。
That was the first year of work after my graduation.
第二个孩子刚刚出生。
And my second baby was born.
所以我刚从这个科学计算的转到这个商业软件。
I just switched from scientific computing to developing commercial softwares.
那场金融风暴对我这个没有资历也没有身份的人来说，实在是让人上当。
So that financial crisis was truly really frightening to me, a person with no qualifications or no immigration status.
但我现在回想，如果那时候我和其他同事一样，靠加班。靠讨老板喜欢来经历那场风暴的。
Now, when I think back, at that time, if I choose to be like my colleagues to experience this storm using working overtime and pleasing our boss,
我就错过了一个极为难得的机会，在工作里能够经历。
And I will lose that precious opportunity to experience him at work.
经历神所赐出人意外的平安。在基督耶稣里保守心怀的意。
Experience that peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard my heart and mind through Christ Jesus.
因为我们的经验是一天一天丰富起来。
Because our experience is getting more and more.
生活也是一天一天稳定。
And our life is getting more and more stable.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就越来越少有机会见证说我们的好处不在他里。
Then there will be less and less opportunities for us to testify that my goodness is nothing apart from you.
我们也失去那个见证书，失去那个机会做见证书。
And also the opportunity to testify.
我宁愿有耶稣，也不要为了害怕丢工作而加班。
I would rather have Jesus than work overtime for fear of losing my job.
工作上是如此，养育孩子也是一样。
So it is.So at work, and also the same when we're raising our children.
就我们中间许多的弟兄姊妹都可以做见证。
Now I believe a lot of brothers and sisters among us can make this testimony.
养育孩子所遭遇的风浪，其实不比这个金融风暴小。
So the storms we had while raising our children are not better than the financial crisis.
孩子一天一天长大。
So as children grow up day by day.
神留给我们操练的机会一天一天减少。
So, the opportunities God leaves us for us to practice are also decreasing every day.
当这些搅扰我们的风浪来的时候，
When those storms come to us, disturbing us,
弟兄姊妹，我们要思想。
Brothers and sisters, we need to think about it.
我们是选择学业做孩子的保障的。
Do we choose schools or study to be our children's fortress?
还是选择耶和华？做我们儿女的避难所。
Or do we choose the Lord to be their refuge?
在我们Dumbo聚会也是一样。
And it is the same for us, the gathering in Dumbo.
虽然我们现在看见无花果不发旺，葡萄树也不结果。
So even though what we're looking at is that fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit may be on the vines.
橄榄树也不效力。田地也不出粮食。
The labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food.
圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
Though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls.
越来越多的弟兄姊妹们，甚至都不愿意来亲近神。
So more and more brothers and sisters are not willing to come to draw near to God.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
不要中了仇敌的诡计
Do not fall for the enemy's tricks.
仇敌是叫我们害怕
The enemy wants to make us afraid.
我们要抓住这个机会好好操练信心
We need to seize this opportunity to practice our faith.
好好聚会
Gather well.
好好学习在一起服侍
And learn how to serve together.
因为我们真的不晓得主量给我们这样的机会还有多少
Because we truly don't know how many opportunities like this are left for us.
最近一段时间我在公司工作的地方的一些文档
So recently I am writing copy for a project I'm working on.
叫做灾后重建计划
It is called a post-disaster reconstruction plan.
Yeah, it's called disaster recovery plan.
Okay.Disaster recovery plan.
而且每一个季度都要做一个这个演习。
And we have to do a disaster drill every quarter.
因为公司去年有几次事故嘛。
Because we had this company has several accidents in several projects.
所以我们现在每一个这个云端的软件呢，都必须要做灾后重建计划，跟着演习。
So every cloud software is now required to have a disaster, post-disaster construction plan and drills.
这个我们晓得我们这个神呢，他做事情跟人做事情不一样。
We know that our God doesn't do things like humans do.
人应付这些风浪呢，要么就是存着侥幸的心理。
So when people deal with those storms, they either take chances.
要么呢，被动的应付。
Or respond passively.
或者用这些模拟的这个演习。
Or using all those drills made by men.
但我们的神呢，他晓得所有的风浪。
But our Lord knows every and single storm of us.
他用这些真实神的儿女能够承受的风浪来训练我们。
He is using all those storms that we can bear to train us.
所以没有一个风浪是超过我们所能承受的。
So no storm will come that is beyond the disasters we can bear.
他化咒诅为祝福。
He turns curses into blessings.
的确，仇敌是想盼望用的风浪来打垮我们。
So the enemy indeed seeks to destroy us with those four storms.
要害我们。
To harm us.
但是神的意思却是好。
But God's intention is good.
他要让那些遵行主话的人呢，信心经过试验，就生出忍耐，并且使他成全完备，毫无缺欠。
He desires to produce endurance through faith tested by trials for those who are willing to follow his word, completing and perfecting them, lacking nothing.
所以神不仅借着风浪来试验我们，又借着风浪来训练我们。
God not only used those storms to test us and also train us.
好在我们能够学习在基督里能够向下的扎根。
So that we can learn how to take root downward in Jesus Christ.
那我们现在很自然要问，那我们怎么风浪来的时候，我们应当怎样操练？
So we, it is natural for us to ask at this time, how do we practice when the storms come to us?
所以，主这个圣灵很好，借着路加记得这四件事情。第一件事就是这个海上遇见风暴。
So the Holy Spirit is so good. Through the book of Luke, it recorded the four stories, and then the first one is the disciples encountering the windstorms in the Sea of Galilee.
而且主耶稣呢对这个广会堂的这个雅鲁说的话是这样。
And he also said said to one of the rulers of the synagogue.
他说不要怕，只要信，你的女儿就必得救。
He said to Jairus, "Do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be made well."
不过我们在交通信心的操练信心之前，还要再提两件事。
Now, before we fellowship about faith, there's two other things I need to mention.
因为太重要了。
Because they're important.
第一件事情呢，是当风浪临到我们的时候，我们第一个要关心的是我们的船有没有漏洞。
Now, the first thing that is the first.Aspect we need to concern when the storms come, is there any leak in our boats?
在提摩太前书一章十九节上说。
In the First Timothy chapter 1:19.
所以有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破坏。
So a good conscience which some have rejected and so have suffered shipwreck.
如果我们里面良心有漏洞。
If we have the flaws in our conscience.
不要说是风浪
，Let alone a storm，
就算是风平浪静
，Even if the sea is calm，
船沉不过是迟早的事。
It is only a matter of time before the boat sinks into the sea。
而且绝大多数情况下，这个肉身的亏损也是在所难免。
And moreover, in most situations, the physical loss is often unavoidable。
不过即使我们遇到这样的情形，我们还是要感谢神。
But we shall be, still be grateful if we encounter such situations.
我们天父爱我们，没有放任我们。
But because he loves us, he doesn't let us.
没有把我们摆在滑地。
And has not placed us on a slippery ground.
他是借着风浪提醒我们。
And he is reminding us through all those storms.
所以我们当趁着耶和华可寻找的时候，寻找他。
So we shall seek the Lord while he may be found.
相近的时候求告他。
Call upon him while he is near.
所以风浪来的时候，首先到神面前求问的就是我们里面的良心有没有漏洞。
So when the storms come, we need to come before the Lord to ask, do we have leaks or loopholes on our conscience?
有没有什么是神借着这个风浪要纠正我们？
Is there anything that Lord is trying to correct us through those storms?
或者他已经指教我们，但是我们应着景象，不遵从。
Or he has already taught us, but we're still stiff-necked and then doesn't listen to him.
所以如果有的话，我们还是早早的悔改。
So if there is a flaw in our conscience, we should repent.
我们把那个良心的漏洞要补上。
And fix those flaws.
而且呢，要伏在这个风暴底下。
And submit ourselves under the storm.
这样的话呢，就算你被大鱼吞了。
So that way, even if you are truly swallowed by the great fish,
神也要像拯救约拿一样拯救我们。
God will rescue us just as he rescued Jonah.
风暴临到我们还有一件事情。
Now there's another thing when the storms come to us.
是同样重要的。
It's equally important.
我们要求问我们的主。
We have to ask our Lord.
在我们的船上到底有没有主的同在？
Do we have the presence of the Lord on the boat?
有没有主的安息？
Do we have his peace and rest on the boat?
如果主甚至都不在我们这个船上，
if he is not even on the boat,
恐怕我们还是趁早离开。
So I'm afraid we shall just abandon the boat and leave.
如果神的旨意让我们往东，我们偏要往西。
If God's will is to let us go east and we are insisted on heading west,
虽然我们良心是平安的，
even though we have peace in our conscience,
但我们也定规摸不到主的同在。
we will never touch and feel the presence of the Lord.
更不可能会有耶稣的平安。
Let alone the peace from Jesus.
如果没有主的同在，
if without His presence,
我们最好还是像先知约拿一样。
We better just like Jonah, Prophet Jonah,
离开那场。
Abandon and leave that boat.
不然我们可能真的要沉。
Otherwise, we will truly be sinking.
不过也许人会说。
But some people might say.
我们一信主，主不就住在我们里面
Isn't Lord is living in us when we were saved?
我们不管往哪里去，主都不与我们，都不离弃我们。
Wherever we go, Lord will never forsake us.
也不丢弃，撇下我们。
Will never leave us.
但问题是，如果这个船不是主所要我们去的那个地方
，But the problem is, if the boat is not heading to the place that Lord wants us to go,
主虽然没有离开我们，但大概也是远远的等我们。
Even though he's not leaving us, but he will be just waiting afar.
圣灵用不住的叹息来为我们祈祷。
So the Holy Spirit is using his subtle voice to intercede for us.
就算主的确在船上
，Even though the Lord is truly on the boat，
他也绝对不会有安宁
，There will be no rest，
更不会在船上睡着
，Let alone falling asleep on the boat。
在我们经历里头，我们一定是摸不到他的同在和安息。
We will never touch and feel His presence in our own experiences。
所以风浪来的时候，我们首先要问的两个问题。
So when the storms come, the two questions we need to ask first.
看看我们里面是不是有良心上有漏洞。
To see if there are any flaws in our conscience.
我们当前的光景到底有没有主的同在
？And do we have the presence of Lord at our current situation?
有没有主的安息
？Do we have His rest and peace?
无论任何这两个情形其中一个。
Whether there is a flaw or we don't have the peace of Jesus, either one of them.
我们还是趁早离开这船。
Now we have to do. We better leave this boat early.
但如果良心上没有漏洞，我们也能够摸到耶稣的平安。
So if there is no flaw or loophole on our conscience, we can also feel the presence of peace of Lord.
我们的主他晓得我们。风暴来的时候，我们也是还是会害怕。
Our Lord knows that it's natural for us to feel afraid, fearful when the storms come.
所以呢，他吩咐我们说，你们不要怕，只要信。
That's why he said to his disciples, said to Jerusalem, "Do not be afraid, only believe."
不同的人他所害怕的风暴是不一样。
Different people fear different storms.
或者是临到我们他所害怕的这个程度是不一样的。
So perhaps the storms that come to us are just not big or fierce enough.
有的时候只是那个风暴呢，那个还不够猛。
It's just not strong enough.
水呢还没有进到我们。
And the water haven't yet flooded the boat.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹，我们要学会拒绝这个灵。
My brothers and sisters, we need to learn how to fight against and reject the spirit of fear.
我们遇见风浪，不要稀奇。
When we encounter those storms.We should not be surprised.
反而应该大喜乐。
But should consider it a great joy.
而且呢，这个圣经上启示我们抵挡这个胆怯的灵呢，有一个兵器。
And then the Bible revealed to us that there's a weapon we can use to be against the spirit of fear.
使徒彼得在彼得前书上说。
So Apostle Paul, Peter's wrote in the First Peter.
他说：“要与基督一同受苦的心智为兵器。”
He said, "Since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind."
我们宁愿受苦，也要与基督同在。
We would rather suffer to be with Christ.
什么时候我们这样的定义呢？我们里面就有力量来抵挡胆怯。
So whenever we have this determination, then we have this power to fight against the spirit.
当然，我们能够之所以能够愿意与基督一同受苦呢，还是因为我们里面的信心。
But of course, faith is the only reason we are able to suffer with Jesus, with Christ.
Yes, 信是我们唯一的路。
The faith is the only way.
那我们现在要具体来看，到底我们信基督什么
？So let's take a look at specifically at how what we believe what we believe.
主耶稣也在这里问门徒说，你们的信心在哪里？
And Lord Jesus also asking his disciples, where is your faith?
当然有很多的方面，我只是简单的从三个方面。
Of course, there are a lot of aspects, but I just approach address this through three aspects.
而且这三个方面都是最基本的。
And they're all fundamental ones.
首先呢，我们要相信我们的主不会不管不顾。
Firstly, we need to believe our Lord will never forsake us.
在马可福音那里记载、
It was recorded in the book of Mark.
门徒喊醒主耶稣之后呢，就问耶稣：“夫子，我们要丧命了，你不管了吗？”
So, and then they awoke him and said to him, "Master, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?"
门徒们在这里害怕的一个原因呢，就是觉得主耶稣不顾他们。
So one of the reasons they are so fearful is because they thought Lord Jesus is not caring for them anymore.
我们在遭遇纷乱的时候，岂不是也是同样的感觉？
Don't we just have a similar feeling when we are experiencing the storms?
在这个纷乱中的主还没有出手的时候，
During all those storms, before Lord Jesus even started to do anything,
我们的感觉总是跟我们讲，神不顾我们。Our
feelings will always tell us our Lord is not caring for us anymore. He probably just forget about us.
跟这个感觉一同来的就是害怕。
What comes with this feeling is fear.
但主的话是怎么说的？
But what does our Lord Jesus say?
神借着先知以赛亚是这样启示。
He revealed through the prophet Isaiah.
他说：“妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩？”
Can a woman forget her nursing child?
不连续她所生的儿子。
And not have compassion on the son of her womb.
既或有忘记的，我却不忘记。
Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget.
看哪，我将你铭刻在我掌上，你的强援藏在我里面。
Behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands, and your walls are continually before me.
你的儿女被急速归回。毁坏你的，使你荒废的，必都离你而去。
Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyer and those who laid you waste shall go away from you.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你相信耶和华所说的话吗
？Do you believe what Lord has said？
你相信摩西怎样？神怎样与摩西同在，也必怎样与你同在。
Do you believe that how our Lord was with Moses, He will be with you in the same way？
他并不撇弃你，也不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
He will never leave you or forsake you.
什么时候我们愿意相信这个应许
？Whenever we are willing to believe that promise.
什么时候害怕就没有办法在我们
？And fear will have no place in us.
第二个。
Now secondly.
我们要相信神能够保守我们。
We need to believe that Lord is able to protect and keep us.
地上做父母的妇人虽然不会忘记她的儿女。
So an earthly woman will not forget her nursing child.
但是人毕竟是有限。
But human beings are truly limited.
有许多的情形对我们这些做父地上做父母。
So there are a lot of situations for our for us as parents.
实在是心有余而力不足。
But the parents on earth are really unable to cope with.
多少时候我们盼望想帮助我们的孩子，但是我们却不晓得怎么办。
So many times we so wish to be able to help our children, but don't know how.
有的时候最多还真的只是帮一帮而已。
Most of the time we're just handing them help.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters，
在人不能，在神岂有难成的事
？With man it is impossible, but not with God.
神如果帮助我们，有谁能够抵挡我们
？If God is for us, who can be against us?
所以我们之所以害怕的第二个原因
So the second reason why we're so fearful
就是忘记或者不相信主耶稣是神的儿子
Is that we already forget or we don't believe that Lord Jesus is Son of God
所以当门徒叫醒耶稣的时候还在那里叫夫子夫子
So when the disciples woke Jesus up they are still calling him teacher, teacher, master, master
甚至呢当主耶稣斥责这个狂风大浪这风浪止住的时候
So even when Lord Jesus rebuked the winds and the sea and then there was a great calm
门徒还在那里稀奇他到底是谁
The disciples still marveled and saying Who can this be?
他吩咐风和海，风和海也听他的。
That even the winds and the sea obey him.
所以这是第二，我们不仅要相信我们的神呢，他不会不管不顾。
So that's the second point. We need to believe that Lord will never leave or forsake us.
他是爱的神。
He is the God of love.
他也是全能的神。
He is also Almighty God.
他凡事都能。
He can do everything.
最后，我们还要相信他是智慧的神。
Lastly, we need to believe that He is God of wisdom.
而且他的智慧是完全的智慧。
And His wisdom is perfect wisdom.
只要我们的船没有漏洞。
As long as we don't have any leak on our boats.
只要我们的主还与我们同在。
As long as His presence is still with us.
不要说是风浪掀不翻我们。
Don't say that the storms cannot overturn us.
就算是船翻。
Even if the boat capsizes.
我们真的丧命。
And we truly lose our lives.
神也必使死人复活。
God will surely raise the dead.
无论是属灵的死还是肉身的死。
No matter it is the death of the spiritually dead.Spiritual death or physically.
复活在他，生命也在他。
He is the resurrection and the life.
信他的人就算死了，也必复活。
He who believes in him, though he may die, he shall live.
弟兄姊妹们，我们信这话吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we believe that?
我们的神是以风为使者，以火焰为仆役。
He who makes his angel spirit.His ministers a flame of fire.
他是死人复活。
He is the God who raises the dead.
所有他收去的东西，他一定按他的时候，按他的方法还给我们。
And whatever he takes away, he will replace them in his time, in his way.
用他的儿子的生命来做代替。
Replace with the life of his own son.
他的智慧是。特借着死败坏的掌使权。
And his wisdom is also through death, he might destroy him who had the power of death.
仇敌当初以为把主耶稣钉在十字架上，他的目的就达到了。
So the enemy originally thought that they have reached their goal when crucifying Jesus on the cross.
岂不是神却将他复活
？Not knowing that Lord our God resurrected him.
把他升为至高。
And highly exalted him.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神的智慧。
This is wisdom of God.
绝非人的智慧。
It's not human's wisdom.
人的智慧最多最多，只能够保全我们的性命。
So human's wisdom to the most can may strive to preserve one's life.
但是神的智慧乃是借着败坏的掌使权。
But God's wisdom is to destroy him who had the power of death through death.
我们越想保全我们的性命，我们就越害怕。
The more we want to preserve our life, the more we are fearful.
我们越是说死就死了。
So the more and more we say that if I perish, I perish.
复活的灵就要临到我们。
Now the spirit of resurrection will surely come upon us.
愿神恩待我们。
May Lord have mercy on us.
让这些风暴都在神面前安平安平息。
To give all the calm to those storms. This is all my.
我们有钱，我有钱。